This is, I just discovered some older questions, or from quite a long time back. It's from Urmila Mataji. And she's quoting Antya Lila, 3rd chapter, 59, which says, "The letters of the Holy Name have so much spiritual potency that they," and my computer just blanked, "that they act even when uttered improperly." And her question is to answer the purport in which Srila Prabhupada, or to explain the purport, give my understanding of it, in which Srila Prabhupada talks about, quotes Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who himself says the following. The word vyavahita, improperly uttered, is not used here to refer to the mundane vibration of the letters of the alphabet. Such negligent utterance for sense gratification of materialistic persons is not a vibration of transcendental sound. Utterance of the holy name while one engages in sense gratification is an impediment on the path of achieving ecstatic love for Krishna. On the other hand, one who has eager for devotional service utters the holy name even partially or improperly. The holy name, which is identical with the Supreme Personality of God, it exhibits its spiritual potency because of that person's offenseless utterance. Thus one is relieved from all unwanted practices and one gradually awakens his dormant love for Krishna." In its most general explanation, when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur here is talking about uttering the letters of the alphabet, the letters of the alphabet, the English alphabet, we have 26 letters. And these same letters we engage in chanting Hare Krishna. So, but not a Krishna conscious person, materialistically minded person, he's speaking using the same letters of the alphabet with which we used to glorify Krishna. And what does he use those letters of the alphabet for? He uses them to communicate sense gratification. He uses them for all kinds of different purposes, economic development, sense gratification, liberation. The whole world is full of communication and communication instruments for communication, in which we're using the same letters of the alphabet with which in which the holy name also appears. So, but they're used for the wrong purpose. So someone may say, well, H, A, R, M, E, these are letters of the Hare Krishna mantra. So a materialistic person, he's using these same letters, speaking these same letters. So that means anyone who's saying anything, they must be making spiritual advancement. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, no, those are not the holy name. The holy name does not appear, or the letters of the holy name does not appear in those letters. They may look like the same thing, but they're different. They're not the aspects of the name appearing within a sound. That, for instance, an example can be that there's a lot of marble all over the world. So if marble is not different than Krishna, and we say that, then does that mean that Krishna is present in every single statue, Michelangelo statue, and so on in the world? And the answer is no. There's some marble that Krishna actually manifests himself in, and others that he doesn't. Of course, in terms of Bina Prakriti, in terms of his separated energy, yes, Krishna is there, but he doesn't reciprocate in the statue of David as he does in the deity form of Krishna or Shyamasundar. Why? Because in one form he's being worshipped and he's manifesting with love and devotion, and in another it's simply an object of sense gratification. So same thing for the letters of the alphabet. As far as being improperly uttered by devotees, just previously I had another podcast in which I was speaking about the chanting of mantras and explaining that the purpose for which one chants a mantra is even more important than the words themselves or the mantra themselves. And as explained earlier, the reason for that is that in one case, what appears to be the mantra may not be so because of Krishna is not actually present or manifest, or other deities of the mantra are not particularly manifest in it, presiding deities of the mantra. So when a devotee actually has the desire to chant the holy name nicely, but in some, for some reason he doesn't, improperly uttering, he's not properly pronouncing the names of the Lord, he may be perhaps slurring them and falling asleep, it's not a good thing. And then there are so many other ways in which one can do the wrong thing. But still, because his desire is, I want to glorify Krishna, I want to chant Krishna's name, gradually, the potency of the holy name will manifest. It will, of course, manifest to different degrees. Once again, it manifests to the degree that the chanting is pure, but it will manifest. And because it manifests, gradually the chanter becomes purified. The quality of his chanting becomes purified. He comes to the stage of pure chanting of the holy name. And by pure chanting of the holy name, he comes to the stage of love for Krishna. So all that will happen because the holy name does have such inestimable power. But part of its inestimable power is that it also knows what our, why we're chanting it, what our motivation for chanting it is. And if it's not right, then it won't reciprocate. More to be said, so much more can be said about this, but I have to make a presentation this morning on behalf of our Organizational Development Committee to the GBC, so I must go. Hare Krishna.